I can confirm that, yes, the Union of Journalists of South Sudan Secretary General Edward Terso Lado passed away just some few hours ago today. And the body up to now is still in the hospital. So we are communicating with the Khartoum and see what to do.
What does it mean to UJOS?
This is a big loss. A big loss in the media, a big loss in the whole country, a big loss to all citizens of the Republic of South Sudan, and also a big loss in the family, a big loss in the community. Edward Terso contributed a lot in this country, right from the independence all the way to date. I mean, to his time, some hours ago, Edward was active. We have lost a great man in this country following the death of also Alfred Taban. All of them have gone. There has, last year and this year, the media has lost so many good people that has really created a very big gap that I don't know how we can fill that gap.
From what you are hearing, or maybe the contacts you have with the family members, has UJOS, do you know when will the body be brought back to Juba?
Well, at the moment, we need to put our heads together with the family, the Union of Journalists of South Sudan and the family, and then colleagues, friends. We need to see how we can possibly make that one to happen, that the body can be brought here. Remember that the COVID-19 restrictions and special orders that have closed borders and so on, they are still on progress. And that now we see how possible is that we can be able to ferry the body from there all the way from Khartoum to Juba. And that one we need to see the possibility, because it has to go through either the embassy all the way to other ministries of foreign affairs and so on. Those kind of procedures have to be checked and see how possible we can do that. And again, if it is not possible, then again, we will also give a recommendation that that can come from all of us.
How long has he been sick?
Well, the one I know, Edward has been sick since last year, early last year, 2019. He has been complaining of his abdomen pain. And I think from there, we advise him, let him see a physician. Such kind of things that are inside your body, special organs and so on, that one needs a physician. And I think all the last year he was being actually tolerating, and then I think the sickness keep on, you know, increasing. And then up to July last year, he then complained too much. And then I say, now, Edward, we cannot tolerate this one. First of all, see an NERS doctor here in Juba, and then can they give us your... you better give us the results so that we can see what to do. So from last year, July, we worked out ways of how he can be checked. And then when he went to the hospital, and then I think one of the doctor called Dr. Kuron checked him. And then he referred him to go to Khartoum because I think that kind of case needs to be handled with the physicians that are actually well versed with such kind of cases. So he was referred, and then we all see the way of how to make him to reach Khartoum. Now when he went there, he was operated successful, and we were thanking God for that. Then after that, again the same issue came, that one now a complication again, a different complication now within the operational, area. So now again, he was taken back for operation. So you see? And now from there, now the third time is now that he is now dead. Just here today that he is dead. And he was talking even last week, today, this week, he was okay. He was talking and he was telling us he will be fine, let us not worry, and all this, always he was saying this. You know, because he has a very strong belief that the fine things are going to work out. But again, now, we are surprised this morning that he passed away.